Time to talk about the Prefontaine Classic set for tomorrow and Saturday here in town. Always an elite field. Learn more online, preclassic.com. You can follow on Twitter. The handle is at Nike Preclassic. We welcome back the meet director, Tom Jordan. Tom, always great catching up with you. How's it going?
It's going good, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So let's do a little history here. I mean, this event was held in 1973. It was known then as the Hayward Field Restoration Meet. And then people were prepping for the 75 edition, what would be the Bowerman Classic, when, of course, the tragic death of Steve Prefontaine. And being that that happened this time of year, around the date of the accident, for those of you who were there and very close and remain close, I get that the event is a celebration, but this does that also bring up, you know, a lot of emotions because of, you know, how tragic and suddenly it ended?
Well, it does, particularly on sort of the anniversaries, like the 25th and the 30th. And,
right.
But now, you know, we're getting into the 43rd Prefontaine Classic. So I think, you know, when it's 45th and then certainly at the 50th, it'll be very emotional.
Now, I'm somebody who didn't arrive in Eugene until the early 90s when, you know, Maria Mutola was setting records at the Pre. By then, it was already an international event. So I wonder, from that initial Pre in 75, did it gradually grow into the high-level event it's become, or did it happen pretty quickly?
Well, it's been a roller coaster, really, Steve. I mean, the first few years were kind of low-key and got into the 80s, and there were some really, really good meets with Alberto Salazar and Rudy Chapa and Matt Centrowitz, and just terrific meets. And then I took it over, and it kind of went downhill for a while. But fortunately, Nike stepped forward and has really put some resources to the meet. And I would say ever since the early 90s, it's been on a upward trajectory, and we don't ever want it to stop.
Talking pre-classic with Tom Jordan. Again, tickets on sale, goducks.com, 1-800-WEBFOOT, aughts and ticket window. While, you know, you've got some spectacular events on Saturday, tomorrow night we'll honor Joan Benoit Samuelson, who won the first ever women's Olympic marathon. I can't believe now saying it back in 1984. What could you tell us about opening night and what folks in attendance will be treated to?
Well, I think it'll be a great evening. We wanted to really honor women in track and field. So all of the events on Friday night, on Joan Benoit Samuelson night, are women's events. And they range from a high school 200 meters that has the best 200-meter runners in the country from the high school ranks. That'll start off the show. And then it will end with a world record attempt at 5,000 meters by Genzeba Dibaba. So we've got the whole range from high school all the way up to Olympic level.
Saturday festivities start right around 12:30. You've got the men's 5,000 set. Mo Farah, obviously the Great Britain, one of the marquee performers. You also have 9 Olympic and World Championship gold medals. The record holder at this distance for the Prefontaine. I mean, he's amazing. But safe to say, beyond Mo, and no shortage of talent and accomplishment in that field.
Well, I'll tell you, the 5,000 is going to be fantastic, but the real race that I want to see is the one with Devin Allen in it. You know, we've got the gold medalist from Rio, Omar McLeod, and he's kind of head and shoulders above everybody else. But Devin, you know, he started off with a good opening race at the Twilight Meet, and then he took second down in Jamaica and cut 3/10 of a second off his time. And I'm just amazed by the guy because, you know, he had that horrendous knee injury, and here he is less than a year later competing against the world's best.
Yeah, obviously a lot of folks, especially around here, as a former Duck, eye on the 110 high hurdles. But, you know, you've got Great Britain in there, France, 2 Jamaicans. What else could you tell us about that field?
Well, I think that it's a real sorting out for the medals in London at the World Championships this summer, that the people that are in the race at the pre-classic will be the same ones that will be in the Olympic final in London in a few months. So I think it's a great sort of review of Rio and a preview of London.
Okay. The women's 100-meter hurdles are intriguing because while many of these events have that international flavoring, you know, it's not about country, but the best of the best, and this is overwhelmingly an American field. I think of the eight to start, only Alina Tillet of Belarus is a non-American. What could you tell us about this group, which is just packed with U.S. competitors?
And they're also equal. That's what's amazing. Anybody in this race could win the race. Normally, you've got somebody like in the men's side, Omar McLeod really is the best guy. There's no question. But on the women's side, the person in lane one could win the race because it's so even.
The men's 100 meters, always kind of a centerpiece event. Justin Gatlin, 35 years old, back in the mix, won a silver in Rio. Andre Degrassi, the Canadian, behind him for bronze. Now, this has more of an international taste to it. Are those two the guys to beat, or is this one as wide open as what you were talking about earlier?
I don't think it's as wide open. Justin started off this season kind of slowly, but he doesn't seem worried, and I think that he's got to be considered the favorite. DeGrasse, of course, Eugene fans remember how he competed for USC, and he ran just astounding times, and they were wind aided, but it was still the fastest ever at Hayward Field under any conditions. So I think it'll be between those two.
Okay, obviously I can't cover every single event. What am I missing? Where can Duck fans find their people running? What other events are on the can't miss list? I know you have the traditional finish with the Bowerman Mile. You know, it's one of those I'd like to cover everything, but I can't. So what am I leaving out?
Well, you're not leaving out anything really, Steve. But I'm looking forward to watching the women's 1500 on Saturday because we've got the two best Americans, Jenny Simpson and Shannon Roberry. And then the Olympic champion, Faith Kipyegon, and then the two-time meet record holder, Helen O'Beery. So right down the line, I can see just this real dogfight over the last 100 meters. And, you know, 4 minutes for the 1500 for women is kind of equivalent to a 350 mile for the men. So I'm hoping that we get a whole slew of people under four minutes in that women's 1500.
He's Tom Jordan, the meet director for the Pre-Classic. Starts tomorrow night, Saturday afternoon, obviously Hayward Field. You can learn more online, preclassic.com. Ticket information on the Duck website. Looks like Mother Nature is on board as well. Tom, always fun catching up. Have a great meet and enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
Well, thanks, Steve. Same to you.
All right, have a good one.